Well, the main reason is there's, I mean, environmental education in general has based a lot of its reason for being on anecdotal information that so-and-so says the program was great, they had a wonderful time, or basic counting kinds of reporting are done. Last year we served 15,000 individuals, and neither one of those two really helps answer whether you are achieving what the program was set up to do. And I think in today's world of accountability, funding is much more difficult to obtain, and I think both funders and administrators are looking for evidence that the programs are actually doing what you say they're doing, and you need to provide some evidence to that. So that's one outside reason. And an internal reason for me is that I just want to know whether I'm being effective or not. As an individual, I think it's important not to spin my wheels. And if you don't know whether you're being successful or not, if you don't know whether you're really achieving what you set out to do, then how do you make things better? One example was a program that was supposed to improve public perception of a natural area. And, you know, after the evaluation was done, it turned out that after the program, people had a more negative view of the natural area than before the program was run. So if you didn't do the evaluation, here you're doing this program that is basically supposed to help people understand why a natural area is needed and to build support for that natural area. And in reality, you're doing the exact opposite. Without evaluation, you can continue doing that, and you would not see any positive gains over time. You know, so it's better to find out sooner rather than later.